Hi, everybody. Welcome to Eagle 360 on this Thursday, which is really a Friday because the game is a Saturday. You all, Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson here at the NovaCare Complex. How you doing, buddy?
Outstanding. Just can't wait for Saturday to get here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a must-win game. The Eagles approaching it that way, and that's the reality. The Eagles cannot slip up with a 9-5 record. Help needed to get to the playoffs. So much riding on this game at Washington. And a lot of great storylines that we've talked about this week. Robert Griffin III at quarterback. DeSean Jackson, game two against the Eagles. The blitzing Washington defense against an Eagles offense that was averaging 31 points a game through 12 games. The last two games, not so productive, Chris. And the Eagles offense really needs to avoid the turnovers on Saturday.
Yes, they do. And it starts with the quarterback, Mark Sanchez. Can he make quick, sound decisions? Can he get the ball in the hands of LeSean McCoy? And can they get the zone read possibly going against a team that will feature the zone read with Washington? So certainly the Eagles offense will look to get back on track. But remember, 37 total points, 30 of them in offense in the first meeting. Even though both teams have gone in different directions since, still the Eagles want to have the same amount of success this Saturday.
Yeah, in that week three game, Nick Foles, 3 touchdown passes as Washington shut down the Eagles' running game. So what happens in round two? We'll find out on Saturday. Let's get you caught up with everything that's happened during this week. A tough week for the Eagles coming off a very difficult loss against the Dallas Cowboys. It's our Week in Review presented by Gatorade.
Imagine the Eagles down 21-0, came back and made it 24-21 and then ran out of gas. Or at least turned it over twice, which really, really hurt their chances.
The only thing that matters is just our next game. We can't think anything long term. We don't worry about who does what and who does anything. If we don't go out and beat Washington, then, you know, it's kind of a moot point anyway, so.
The mindset is the same as it's always been. Continue to get better. We got a huge game next week.
Let's worry about what we can do. And what we can do is get ready and play Washington and get to 10. So
I know we have so much talent on this team, and it'd be a real shame if we didn't maximize it. But it starts with this next week.
One thing, obviously, that we know, Bo, is that the Eagles no longer control their playoff fate. The Eagles need to win two games and hope for some help if the Dallas Cowboys lose a game.
The Eagles, I think, are a little bit susceptible and a little bit vulnerable than maybe we thought they would be at this point, but I think they can pull this one out.
I think we get rid of negative plays, get rid of the turnovers. We're still the same explosive offense that you saw prior to the last 2 weeks.
We're going to be just fine, and we can handle some adversity in these next couple weeks. This week, first and foremost, will be a great test.
Washington is a defense that loves to bring extra pressure.
You just have to figure out where the pressure is coming from.
See a lot of the same concepts that's carried through the year since we played them early in the year. We're fighting for something, so this is a little different situation. So I think the old game we played them when DeSean came here, it was so big and hyped up.
Let's take a look at one of our old friends here, DeSean Jackson. We know him very well.
He can outrun anybody on the field, and they use him here, especially on the outside.
We got a really good challenge this week, not only with DeSean Jackson, but with Garcon, with Alpha Morris, and running back, and RG3 trying to prove himself.
He's a different element than we've seen, except for Russell Wilson, and you saw what that happened to us.
I want to play, and we want to win games. That's it. We had nothing to prove.
Chip Kelly announced on Wednesday that linebacker Trent Cole will miss Saturday's game.
Trent has got surgery today, so he'll be out this week. In every phase, we've had an opportunity to get PG on the field. I think he's done a really good job.
I'm going to go out there and just try to, you know, help this team win. Because we need these last two, and, you know, Redskins in the way.
We've got a lot to get to on the show. Eagles analyst Mike Quick, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, joins me in studio. We do a little crunch time with Trey Burton. First things first, though, Chris, a little bit about Washington, finding out what this team struggling under first-year coach Jay Gruden. Find out what the team's all about.
Yeah, but they still have so much to play for, playing for jobs next season. And one of those players who will be in the spotlight, quarterback Robert Griffin III. What should Eagles fans expect from him this Saturday? I talk with Andrew Walker, the lead writer for Redskins.com, as we go behind enemy lines. That's coming up next on Eagles 360.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
My name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, where we bring in the lead writer for Redskins.com, Andrew Walker. Andrew, these two teams played a very close game back in Week 3, but the two teams have gone in different directions since. What has been the biggest reason for Washington's downfalls this season?
Yeah, well, you mentioned that Week 3 matchup in Philadelphia, and it kind of makes you cringe a little bit, right? Because, you know, it seemed like every play someone else, you know, was getting knocked out with an injury or a scrum was breaking out. But it definitely was, you know, one of the more entertaining games of the year. But, yeah, the Redskins and Eagles have definitely gone different directions since then. And if I could point to one area, and this kind of sounds cliche, I'd say Washington simply has been just too inconsistent across the board. Offensively, they started three quarterbacks throughout the year, either due to injury or ineffectiveness. They've never really had a chance to click as a unit. And then defensively, they go from having 10 sacks against Jacksonville to the next week allowing 37 points against the Eagles. A couple weeks later, they look like a championship defense against Dallas. You know, they're swarming everywhere around Romo, knocking him out of the game. They earn an overtime win. And then later against the Colts, it seemed like Andrew Luck was kind of playing in a controlled scrimmage the way his receivers so wide open down the field. So, you know, all that being said, I think you could definitely point the finger at inconsistency and just kind of a simple lack of execution as a reason why we're sitting here again at this point of the year with just three wins.
Andrew, let's talk about the quarterback position. Robert Griffin III, he did not play in that Week 3 matchup. It was Kirk Cousins then. Griffin gets a start this Sunday. What did you see from him last Sunday against the Giants, and is he basically auditioning for his job in the future with this team?
Yeah, well, first off, you know, I'm sure many in Philadelphia are wondering what the heck happened to Kirk Cousins because, you know, in Week 3, this guy comes in there and into your house and posts huge numbers with, you know, about 430 passing yards, three touchdowns, and you know, late in that game, it kind of was indicative of what was happening to Kirk and why he's no longer playing. You know, he did a pretty good job for 3.5 quarters, you know, or one half. And then for whatever reason, he can't quite shake off some turnover problems late in games. So Coach Gruden elected to go with Colt McCoy. He led the team to a couple wins. And then, you know, since then, McCoy, you know, he suffered a neck injury against the Rams a couple weeks ago. He re-hurt that neck last week. And then comes Robert Griffin III, as you said. You know, I think last week against the Giants, Robert was able to play much quicker and with more confidence. He looked, you know, he showed flashes of that 2012 Robert, one rookie of the year that kind of took the league by storm. He's able to use his legs to make a few plays, including that weird touchdown at the end of the first half that was called back. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it's kind of one of those weird rules popping its head up and got everybody fired up. But, you know, Robert definitely gave himself something to build off last week, and everybody in Washington is hoping that something has clicked with him and it'll continue on Saturday versus the Eagles.
Head coach Jay Gruden, when he was hired, was lauded for his offensive prowess. What do you think is the biggest reason for the offense not being able to take off in his first year with him as head coach?
Yeah, well, you listen to Coach Gruden talk football and, you know, talk through a specific play, for example, and, you know, it's obvious he gets it on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we all hear his brother John on Monday Night Football, and Jay's the exact same way. And, you know, there's just been several problems plaguing the Redskins' offense this season. You know, many have a similar theme, though, a lack of execution. And, you know, the first glaring stat that jumps out at me are the Redskins' numbers on third down. They rank 30th in the league at 31.8% converting on third down. But when you push that back to third and long, they're really bad. I mean, They're at 6.9% on plays of third down and 10 or longer, and that's the third worst in the NFL since 2004. So you can look at third downs for the offense. You can also look at protection issues. They've allowed the second most sacks in the league, only to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So they're not doing a very good job protecting the quarterback, which goes to the offensive line, obviously, but it also goes to the running backs who have struggled at times in their pass protection, and then tight ends at times have looked confused in protection. And then the quarterbacks, they're just not getting the ball out quick enough sometimes. So it's really a problem on third down and a problem with sacks, and sometimes both of those combined, and it's not very good for their offense.
Andrew, my last question. The injuries really have seemed to impact the defensive side of the football for Washington. Which position group, in your estimation, has been the most hurt by the injuries this season?
Yeah, I think you look at the injury to D'Angelo Hall at quarterback as having the biggest impact on the Redskins' defense this season, because he goes down midway through that game against the Eagles week three with the torn Achilles. And then they're seriously throwing guys out there now. You know, by this point in the season, there aren't guys just on the street that have a ton of experience that you can just throw out there. So, you know, they're throwing guys out there that have little to no experience, and they're covering some of the best wide receivers in the league. It's really that secondary that's really been hurting injury-wise. You know, Brian Arakpo on the outside linebacker, he's been hurt. He tore his pectoral muscle again. He's out for the season. But, yeah, I'd say that secondary is something that they're going to really be addressing here when the offseason gets started in a few weeks.
Andrew Walker, the lead writer for Redskins.com. Thanks for taking us beyond enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win!
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly, the 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
Rico and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win a VIP party for your office for up to 50 people at the NovaCare Complex. Enter today at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/RicoOfficeParty. Sweepstakes open to residents of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Rico, the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Mike Quick, former Eagles wide receiver, of course, and obviously part of the Eagles family still. And Mike, first of all, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, Dave.
I'm battling this week, man. Battling.
Well, it happens. I think we're all battling a little bit.
Yeah. How do you overcome that as a player on a short week after such a tough loss?
You are so happy to put it behind you and so happy to start looking at your next opponent. That's just what you have to do. You can't really, like, mull around with that or take that for too long. You really – see, there's still a shot, you know?
And you believe that the Eagles will be in the playoffs? Do you believe the Cowboys will lose one of their last two games?
I'm hopeful, like everyone else that's in Eagles Nation, that they will lose one of those games and that the Eagles will go on to win their next two games. And for the players, it's absolutely all focusing on Washington and what Washington is doing and how to go down to Washington and get a win.
Yeah. Mike, this offense averaging 76 plays a game in October and November. In December, it's down significantly. Yep, what has happened? What has happened here?
Third down. It's miscues on third down, be it, you know, a missed throw by the quarterback or the route that's not correctly run, or you letting penetration get into the backfield and creating havoc. It's third down. You have to be able to convert on third down so that you can keep drives alive, keep plays alive, and give you opportunities to score points and to run 70-plus plays per game.
Third and long is created by a lack of success on first and second down.
Absolutely.
Big picture question here. Scheme still sound?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Still believe in the scheme?
Absolutely. It's a matter of, and it's sometimes overused, but it's a matter of execution. You know, if you miss a block or, as I said, you allow penetration to seep through, it just ruins a play. So then you're looking at, you know, second and long, second and 10, or even worse, if you get a penalty and you back yourself up. So it's, there have been a lot of errors that are unforced, but I think the biggest thing is not executing, allowing guys to beat you at the line of scrimmage.
So it's not as simple as Mark Sanchez has turned the football over too much. It's pieces around him have contributed as well.
Well,
but Mark has turned the football over too much.
Yeah, he has turned the football over too much. And, Dave, that's such a big key. You got to protect the football. And it's surprising to me, if you look at just the numbers, pure numbers, this team is the leading team in the National Football League in terms of turnovers, but they're still 9-5 with an opportunity.
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot of good things right when you're in that situation still.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's a lot of everything, as the coaches say. It's the red zone efficiency has been very inconsistent this year.
Mm-hmm.
In the five losses, way too many penalties.
Yes.
And they're averaging more than 3 turnovers a game in the five losses. I mean, you can't win against good teams that way.
But again, you're still 9-5 with all of these things going against you. So there are some things that they're doing right as well.
The Eagles play Washington. Jim Haslett likes to blitz. We know the pressure is going to come.
Yep.
The key to beating a blitz, making sure that everybody's on the same page.
Well, first, the protection has to be right, because Jim Haslett's going to try and break down your protection. And so Jason Kelce and those guys up front, they got to make the proper calls, and everybody's got to know where their hat needs to be to slow down that pass rush. And then on the other side, you know, Mark Sanchez has to be smart with the football, has to get the ball out timely, has to get the ball into the right hands, and that's all a part of beating the blitz. Here's the thing, and I've watched other teams play against the Redskins. There are a lot of big plays to be made if you're able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do that. You got to be sound in your protection, and you've got to get the ball into the right hands, because there are going to be some matchups there that the Eagles can take advantage of. And getting the ball to the right guy, it's going to be paramount.
Other side of the football, a lot of pressure on the cornerbacks, a lot of criticism of the cornerbacks.
Yeah.
You were one who made cornerbacks' lives miserable.
Yeah.
What do you see in Carey and Bradley Fletcher and their ability to bounce back and just to keep battling?
I think they both are good football players. I think they both can do the job, but there are always going to be some matchups in this league that are better. And last week they had a matchup that was just better. And I think Tony Romo was on point with the football. He made good selections in where he was going to go with the football. Sometimes you're going to lose to that. But I think they can bounce back. I think, especially Kerry Williams, I think he's talented enough that you got to get, first of all, you're going to go against DeSean Jackson. You got to get your hands on him at the line of scrimmage, especially if he's not off the ball. If he's the X receiver, meaning you're on the line of scrimmage, they got to get their hands on him to slow him down. And if you do that, you stand a pretty good chance of avoiding the big plays down the field by DeSean Jackson.
Well, should be a great one. Even though Washington's got only 3 wins, I just think they're a dangerous team.
They are dangerous. You know, they're wounded. And they're already talking about the spoiler role down there. You know, listening to some of their guys in the interview, their focus now is on trying to finish the season strong. But the big thing is they want to spoil things for other teams, namely the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Mike Quick, once again, thank you so much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
The
You get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. Enter the code at the bottom of the receipt at swoopinandwin.com. You'll be entered to win one of several prizes, including Eagles season tickets, Eagles autographed merchandise, and Acme gift cards. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, we've heard from Andrew Walker from Washington. We've heard from Mike Quick. Now we want to internalize things here a bit. Chris McPherson over in the fan cave. It's time for our crunch time. And how about rookie Trey Burton? Not drafted, but he's been an impact player for a very special group of Eagles on special teams.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. My special guest this week is tight end Trey Burton. Trey, take me back to draft weekend this past season. What were those 3 days like for you?
They were miserable for me. Luckily, I was able to be around a lot of family in Alpharetta, Georgia. I'm pretty sure my whole side, my mom's side of the family came down for those three days. And we had a blast together, but it was kind of disappointing that not getting drafted.
So Trey, the draft ends. All these teams are calling you. Why did you select the Eagles?
There were a lot of reasons why I selected the Eagles. One was because of Coach Kelly. I was really high on him. Even throughout high school and college, you know, watching him from Florida and seeing the things he does at Oregon, I think the offense was perfect and is perfect for me. And I felt like I was fit best up here.
So you come to a team with three very good tight ends already, mm-hmm. Brent Celek, Zach Ertz, James Casey. Compete through training camp, preseason. What was it like when you got the call?
When we returned to Eagles 360, a look inside the game
happy.
Plan
it was
for the Eagles
something
defense
I dreamed about
against
for a
the
long
Washington
time,
run game, particularly that stretch run,
to contribute and help
very
the team win.
So Trey, you're unlike most rookies coming to the league. You just turned 23 years old, but you already have a wife and two kids.
Yep.
So how important from that standpoint that it's not just about yourself, that you had a family to provide for as well when you're going through the entire process of making the team?
Yeah, it was extremely important, but my wife does an unbelievable job. There was no added pressure on me. She was just basically telling me, you know, follow my dreams and trust in the Lord, and whatever happens, happens. If she needed to get a job, she could have got a job, but it's definitely important, but wasn't that big of a deal to make the team.
So Trey, if for whatever reason you didn't make the team, you put in the media guide bio that you'd want to be an insurance agent?
Yeah, I would like to get into insurance or some type of investing.
It's a very interesting thing. It's not typically the thing that most players would want to. You see a lot of guys want to get into coaching or, you know, stay within sports one way or another.
Yeah, I would love to get into coaching. I have a heart for kids, but just the time it takes away from your family. And my family is extremely important to me. Growing up without a father, you know, it definitely makes me want to be around my kids as much as possible. So being a coach, you know, recruiting and traveling and all that type of stuff, I don't think that's for me anymore.
So you have a lot of stuff to do here with the Eagles. What do they make you do when you get home?
Whew. When I get home, I got a full schedule. I like to get home right before bath time to give my daughter a bath and hang around with her. She's 2 years old, so she has an unbelievable personality, and she's just a lot of fun to be around. So my wife says she gets a big burst of energy when I get home. So. And I definitely feel the burst of energy, you know, running around with her and playing with her. But these are just the times, you know, that I'm cherishing and trying to, you know, teach them the way and how to grow up and how to act.
Figures that your wife's trying to get the kids rested, get them to bed.
And when I get home, they just act up like crazy, but it's fun. I enjoy it.
So is it true, Trey, that you might not even be the best athlete in your own family?
Possible.
You have a brother.
Yeah.
Clay, mm-hmm. Who's a tight end. Is he a tight end at Florida?
Yeah, this was his senior year this year.
Okay. What's a sibling rivalry like that there with you making it to the NFL and him still playing in college?
Not too much of a rivalry. I'm one of his best friends. He's one of my best friends. You know, I'm there for him every step of the way. I'm cheering for him, you know, and I hope the best for him.
Is he someone who you think might make the NFL? Yeah,
for sure. Well? I definitely think he has a chance, and he has the heart and the drive and determination to do it. So, and he has a great lady behind him, too. He's going to get married in March. So there's no doubt in my mind he'll make it.
Any jealousy that he was a higher recruit?
Nah, not really. He works hard. I mean, he deserves everything that is coming his way. So, he probably is the best athlete, you know, in the family.
At the same time, your grandfather was in the Olympics.
Yeah.
He was a sprinter back in 1972 back in Munich. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. He ran the 200.
Did he tell you stories about what it was like during that time?
He did. He wouldn't talk about it for a while because he finished fourth place in the race. And throughout college, never lost the race, always came in first, and was expecting, you know, obviously to place in the top three. And he said he was running, and he looked back and got passed by somebody and ended up, I think he was in second place at the time, looked back and got passed by two guys and ended up in fourth. So, you know, extremely disappointed in himself for that and wouldn't talk about it for a while, but he opens up a little bit about it more now.
Trey, last question before we let you go here. Special teams, what has been the biggest secret to the team's success?
Just have a bunch of guys who are selfless and are putting the team first. A lot of guys who would obviously rather be playing their offense, their spot in offense, their spot in defense, but are a backup in those positions and are willing to come together, you know, for the greater good of the team and basically sacrifice it all and go all out. And we just have a bunch of guys, you know, making extra efforts and spending more time watching film and getting together. Just a great group of guys off the field, not just on the field, but off the field too.
Rookie tight end Trey Burton, our special guest in this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cook presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Enjoy more than 10 delicious flavors and varieties made with the simple goodness of real ingredients to give you that extra crunch.
When we return to Eagles 360, a look inside the game plan for the Eagles defense against a Washington run game, particularly the stretch run that is very difficult to defend.
This holiday, give the gift of digging in, of getting out, and coming together. Give the gift of sport with the best selection from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more during the Sports Authority holiday sale going on now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Yes, myself and Ike Reese will get you ready, and you and Bo will be down at FedEx Field giving us the latest updates.
Sitting in the end zone, like there. Red Fox is so removed from everything. Needless to say, we're going to be tuned into this game. The Eagles need it. Well, let's go get it. Eagles in Washington on Saturday. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. For Chris, I'm Dave. Have yourselves a great day.
And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
This holiday, give the gift of digging in, of getting out, and coming together. Give the gift of sport with the best selection from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more during the Sports Authority holiday sale going on now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time to talk a little food, a little tailgate. Got a Saturday afternoon game here. Why not get into the mood? And Chris, you're part of it this week.
Yes, I am. Marinucci's Deli in Northeast Philadelphia, they need a stand-in, so I came in, and me alongside Michael Kendricks, we talked about the Nucci and this week's Amorosos on the menu.
Hi, I'm Mike Kendricks with your Philadelphia Eagles, and today we have a familiar face, my good friend, your good friend, Chris, with PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Chris, why don't you tell us what's on this sandwich and who you're representing today?
All right, so I'm stepping in here today representing Marinucci's Deli in Northeast Philadelphia, and I brought in the Nucci. Now, of course, you got the Amoroso's roll, but let's go inside here. We're going to go in-depth here.
Okay, let's
You got the sharp provolone. You've got the pepper ham, the gabagol, the Genoa salami, and you know what? It's just topped off with roasted peppers. It's the perfect tailgating feast all in one sandwich.
You're good at this. Hey, you know what? Like Chris said, it starts with an Amoroso's roll. Gotta have one. Go get it.
Do you have a favorite tailgate sandwich? Enter your photo at the Amoroso's Sandwich Selfie Sweepstakes for a chance to win an invitation to lunch with me at the Eagles facility. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/sandwich selfie.
Looks good. Looks tasty. Might give that one
tasty.
A shot, was it? I'm sure it was. All right, let's talk a little football here. The Eagles defense knows that Washington and Alfred Morris, he's on the verge of another 1,000-yard season. He's 52 yards away. They're going to try to run the football against the Eagles D. And how do you defend the stretch run? Rob Ellis and Ike Reese discuss that very matter.
All right, Ike. Alfred Morris, very successful in the stretch run game. The Skins like to use that a lot. The Eagles have seen that quite a bit and had a lot of success.
Yeah, they've done a great job against, you know, they played the Redskins earlier this year. They played Houston as well, who likes to run the stretch play. The Eagles front seven have done a very good job. You watch how the Redskins block here. Another 3-4 front that they're going to face, like just like the Redskins here against the 49ers. Nice job of the Redskins blocking here. Look at their offensive line. They do a great job at the point of attack, getting body movement, and then you watch guys get to the second level, 68, 78, 77, all at the second level. You watch the tight end here on the outside, and Alfred Morris does a nice job of being patient. He waits to get his shoulder squared to the line of scrimmage, and once he does, he's going downhill.
Yeah, interesting. You think they might lean on that, but the Eagles are really good against the run defense, but they might want to lean on that because RG3's, you know, it's been an up-and-down year for him, to say the least. But what's the key as a defender against this?
Oh, I think it's getting your hands on them and getting separation as well as getting penetration at the point of attack. Watch Houston here. You watch Jadeveon Clowney. This is our Connor Barwin. That's what you need, penetration into the backfield. What that does is it doesn't allow Alfred Morris to get going. He has to sidestep these guys, which is going to allow this fast Houston defense to get in position. But what the Redskins do is their offensive linemen do a great job of, again, getting to the second level. And Morris, even though he had to take a little of a hump step because of the great job Jadeveon Clowney did here by getting penetration, Morris is still patient enough to allow his blocks to develop. The linemen continue to block. Again, he gets his shoulder square to the line, and he's downhill once he gets his shoulder square.
Yeah. Second level defenders better be able to get off blocks. That's definitely going to be a key in this game.
Make sure you catch Game Plan this week on 6ABC here in Philadelphia, special time Saturday at 1:30. Good way to lead in to the Washington hosting the Eagles game at FedEx Field. Now we're going to tell you what we've got planned on PhiladelphiaEagles.com today and tomorrow. On the text side, how about place kicker Cody Parkey, the revelation of the season. What a year he's having. We've got eight crazy night games for you to review. And is Jeremy Maclin in for a big day on Saturday? On the video side, we break down the blitz game that Washington has. Jim Haslett likes to bring it. How do you beat it? And Malcolm Jenkins joins the Eagles insiders. On Friday, I'm going to go with this theme, a one-game season. You'd agree, Chris, right? Got to win.
Have to win.
Got to win. One-game season, it's never been more true. We've got the Wolf's Den and the fantasy spin for those who are still alive in the fantasy world. On the video side, Vinny Curry has played tremendous football this year, a big part of the Eagles' defense. And what about the voice of the Eagles? Where's his head at right now? Well, his head's going to be in Washington, and his voice will be too, and we'll all listen to him, along with Mike Quick on Saturday. He joins me in studio right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. So that will do it for us today. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. Make sure you're with us on Saturday, the kickoff show, Chris, at 4 o'clock.
4 p.m., yes. Myself and Ike Reese will get you ready, and you and Bo Wolf will be down at FedEx Field to give us the latest updates as we
sitting
reach
in the end zone. Like you're not even there. The press box is so removed from everything. But needless to say, we're going to be tuned into this game, and Eagles need it, so let's go get it. Eagles at Washington on Saturday. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. For Chris, I'm Dave. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.